I want to add as well, as far as email goes and some other tips with respect to the winterizing, I just got flooded last night from those emails from the people who are listening to the National Public Radio segment. And one of the things that was in that column in the Winterize Your Home, and it's really, really important, and I just gave one example only, is if you're going to spend money to save money on heating bills, and that spending money could be any number of things. You may decide to put in a new front door to replace one that's drafty. You may decide to add a bunch of insulation. Maybe you're going to put in replacement windows, whatever it might be. A lot of times, they're kind of mesmerized by salespeople who say, you're going to save money. You know, if you do this, you're going to save money. You must always realize that you are not going to save a penny until you recapture in energy savings what you spent to get there. And sometimes it can be a significant number. I mean, it can be a huge number, and it can take quite a bit of time to get that payback. So I really, really urge you that if you're getting ready to sign a check or you're listening to a salesperson, just step back and do the math and really, really look at the numbers. And a lot of times people don't do that. In other words, I'll give you an example. In about a month or so, many of us are going to get – actually, let's see. Yeah, in a month, we'll get our – I don't know. Somebody already have their November heating and cooling bill, but it wasn't that November was not a bad month. Let's just assume that December is going to be kind of a bad heating month. When you get that big Synergy bill, boy, I was going to date myself. I was going to say CG&E. What's going to happen is you're going to see this big number, and your brain is just going to like lock up, and you're going to think, oh my gosh, $400, $500, whatever it might be. Well, a lot of times people don't look at page two of the bill, and page two gives you that breakdown. In other words, it shows you that, oh gosh, let's just assume it was $450. And it may actually say that $205 of that was electricity, and $245 or whatever was the heating, you know, was gas. Well, then you got to start doing the math. The fact that, well, let's see here. I had a gas clothes dryer, and I use gas to cook with, and I've got a gas water heater. So that in reality, your heating portion of your bill may have only been, and I'm just kind of making this up, may have only been $100, you know, and $80, you know, for the month. And then you think about it. You only have your furnace on for 6 months out of the year, and for 2.5 of those 6 months, it's not on that much. So when you really sit and think what you're really spending in a given year for heating, it's not as much as you might think. So, and then when you're going to do this improvement, you're not going to erase your furnace. You're still going to need it. You may only save a small amount of heat, you know, from this improvement. So it could take you many, many years to get a payback. So keep that in mind. That's all I want to say. Just keep it in mind. Don't just sign these contracts and think magically your heating bill is going to drop like a rock, because that doesn't always happen.